Good morning. Wow. Oh my gosh. This is Jessica and Emma for Perfect Pair, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh my gosh, this is actually so exciting. What mic are you?
Four.
Okay, I'm going to turn four. I'm Jessica, by the way.
And I'm Emma.
I hope this is working. Wait, let me hear it.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working. Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Oh my god, I sound so weird on this.
Okay, take that one off. Good morning.
This is our show.
This is our show.
Yeah, guys, this is our first time being radio hosts.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I have to ask, since we are a perfect pair.
What's
your favorite kind of pear?
Okay, Bartlett pears. Those softish ones? Yeah, those are my favorite.
I'm really impatient.
Okay.
So whenever there's pears in, like, the dining hall or something, I can't wait for them to be ripe, because they're never ripe.
When are there pears in the dining hall?
Sometimes they're there.
Okay.
Or you get them from, like, PAX.
Yeah, PAX, yeah.
I just eat them when they're not ripe, and they're rock hard. But I kind of like them. They're, like, sour.
Yeah, yep.
And they're good. I also like an Asian pear.
Oh yeah,
like
those are like the crispy
ones.
Juicy ones.
But
oh my god.
Sweeter. I definitely prefer like tartar.
Okay. I do like sweeter pears. The ones I usually go for like the soft like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that though. That's a good question. Okay, first up, before we start doing our little talks, you know, just because we're doing like a little blend between mix of music and us, you get to hear our beautiful voices. We're gonna start with some music, just because, you know, it is early. Anyways, so the first song we have is Blue by Kali Uchis from her new album Red Moon and Venus, which I cannot stop listening to. So, okay, let me just figure out how to actually play this, but okay. This is Blue by Kali Uchis, and enjoy.
Sometimes it sure feels like I'm
never saw the truth hanging from the door. I know I'm only seeing face to face. I know I'm only gotta get a clean place. And I was green, greener than the hill, where flowers grew. Sunshine still. Now I'm darker than the deepest sea. Just hand me down, give me a place to be.
Hell, that's all you can do. You, me, and anybody else. So they always say, tell them.
Wishes, repercussions, karma keep on changing me.
For you, I try.
Face Carmel and I need. Sell me, go to Perry. It ain't five star, it ain't me. Over solid, keep it concrete. I'ma bet it on your own feet.
Just don't switch sides.
I can five piece your wrist AP. Through the
ups and downs and all the heat. Take a turn and tell you where to be. Back shots make you feel relieved. Anything, just don't care.
I guess I gotta go. I guess it's time to go.
Hello again. So what we just listened to was Open Arms by SZA and Travis Scott. And guess what, Emma?
What?
Recently I went to the SZA concert.
No,
it was actually unbelievable. And I don't think I've been the same ever since.
Can you like describe the experience for us?
Of course. So basically, Omar Apollo, the love of my life, opened.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He did. I know. And actually, back home in New York, I was supposed to go to an Omar Apollo concert with my friends. This was like Thanksgiving break. But then somehow, for some reason, we didn't end up going. And I was devastated. But then SZA announced her tour, SOS, and Omar Apollo was opening. And I was like, oh my God, this is meant to be. And then Colette and I got tickets. And it was
Can I ask how much the tickets cost?
So, they were a little bit, they weren't as expensive as I thought,
okay.
But they
okay.
were a little bit pricey, yeah. You know, especially as, they were $170.
Okay.
But it was, like, with fees, exactly. It was, like, $150 plus fees, okay. So, like, $170-ish. Yeah, so not awful. Definitely, it was my birthday gift,
okay.
So, but, like, yeah.
But it was great. Well spent, money well spent.
Yeah, it was, oh my gosh, I think my soul transcended to another dimension. And I don't think it's come back since. I like a ghost.
Was she floating on the pedestal the whole time?
No. So it was like oh my god, the scenery was actually insane. It was like based on a boat kind of. Like, you know, like the album art where she's sitting on some dock?
Yeah, yeah.
So she started it was like the stage, and then like the ground kind of looked like water, like they made the lights
okay.
like make it look like water, and then there was one piece that kept like shifting, like they kept changing it throughout like the whole set, and it was like first it was like this dock, and she started like she opened and like this like, box around her lifted up, and she was sitting like perched on this little dock like the album art, and it was crazy. And then afterwards it like slowly turned into like it was like a submarine at one point, it was a ship at one point, it was just like a dock at one point, but it was like I don't even know how to describe it, like it was just insane. Because also like the back, it was like a whole story behind it, like her like traveling and like getting stranded and like on a boat, like anyways. And then at one point
was she like talking, explaining the story,
or? No, it was just like there was backdrop, and it was just
okay.
like there were videos in between,
okay.
like while she was changing, I think, so it like helped explain the story. Also just because like I don't really know, it just like it worked though, it
okay.
works, it was really cool. And then at one point, when she was singing, like, Special and, like, Nobody Gets Me, she gets on this little, like, dinghy that was, like, attached to the ceiling. When we got in there, we could see it, like, hanging from the ceiling with like, a little tarp over it. And it started moving towards the stage at one point, and everyone was, like, freaking out. And she gets on this thing, and it starts moving kind of around. And then there was a lighthouse. Because this
like,
was, like...
what? Like, it's a platform, or is it a...
It was, like, an actual, like lifeboat.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was like a lifeboat, and so she got, I did not explain that well, but she gets on the lifeboat, and she's like literally in the air. I don't know how she like was so calm. She was pretty high up, and she was just moving like pretty slowly, but then there was like it was like because her like ship got like shipwrecked, and so now she's on a lifeboat, and like there was a lighthouse and everything, and it was like the lights that they did made it seem like when she was in the air it looked like she was on water, and it was crazy. Like people under her, like, there were people under her because she was floating, like, above the crowd. I don't think they got the same effect, but because we were, like, balcony, like, 313. But we were row one. We were row one of balcony 313, so it was crazy. But it just, the way we were sitting, it looked like it was water, and it was actually crazy. Like, I can show you pictures later.
That sounds
I know. I know.
How many outfit changes were there?
Maybe like 3-4.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But it was good.
That's amazing.
I know. The post-concert depression really hit. And I was sitting there, like, in the shower, like, just straight, listening to SZA, Omar Apollo. Because also, what happened was, like, for some reason, the concert was delayed. So Omar Apollo's set got cut really short, which was super upsetting. But, like, obviously, I still got to see him, so it was, like, okay. But he played maybe 4 songs out of, like, what was going to be a lot more. So it was, you know, but it's okay. Another time, I know. I know. So...
I had another question and I forgot. I lost my
train of thought. It's okay.
Yeah.
What was the most recent concert you've been to?
I've only ever been to one concert.
This is my second one, so okay. Yeah.
And it was 2020. It was right before the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
It was February 2020 and it was Rex Orange County, which now he's canceled.
Yeah.
But back then he was not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kind of.
yep.
But it was great, and I went with some people who I was new friends with, mm-hmm. and also my best friend.
Stop, that's so cute.
And it was really fun. It was at Radio City Music
Hall.
And it was a lovely experience.
Yep.
I bought my brother a pair of socks.
Slay! Yeah.
Yeah, and then I had bought tickets for 2 concerts here last semester, but then I couldn't go to either.
No.
And I don't really like those bands anyway. Okay. They were just cheap. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like them.
Okay.
It's not like a huge
fan. Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah.
So now I'm, yeah. So, always looking for concerts to go to.
Wait, we should definitely go to like a little one sometime because I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be so fun. There's so many too. Yeah. Like, Boston's the place to be.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, do you know the Capitol Theater in Portchester back home?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, there's the Capitol Theater.
Okay.
And it's a small venue.
Yeah.
But, like, Lake Street Dive.
Okay.
There in February. And
okay.
I really wish I could have seen them. And then.
Yeah.
Wilco is going there. And, who's cruising? I don't remember. Anyway, I want to see a show there.
We should go. Oh my god. Yeah. Do you know what your summer plans are yet?
I'm going to Tawar.
Stop. That's sick.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Oh wait. She told me that. Yeah. Oh my god. Wait.
Really,
that's so
exciting.
Oh,
shit. Sorry. Did not mean to curse. That was my bad.
We are newbies.
We're newbies. Have to censor myself. It was a ton of money, and that is stressful.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
It's an experience you'll only have once, so you know.
True.
What? How long is it? What's?
It's 6 weeks. So
okay.
Half and a half.
Okay.
And I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I hope I get a fun room.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. Sophia and I are in. I'm gonna try to transfer into one of her classes.
Okay.
It's a class
with
a lot of people are taking right now.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
Wait, what are these, like, how, I don't actually know anything about it. Like, can you explain it? Like, I wanted to hear more about it.
So we go in May.
Okay.
And we live with a host family.
Uh-huh.
I don't speak any French.
That's
so hopefully I get paired with someone who does speak French so I can communicate with the host family.
Yep, yep.
And then we take 2 classes. So I'm taking Intro to Community Health, which is perfect.
Fun, yeah.
I'm a community health major. And I'm taking, right now I'm in International Law.
Oh, okay.
I want to switch into the Sociology class.
Yes, Soch!
And then, but International Law would be cool if I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's like little excursions, like I think we go to WHO.
Okay.
Which would be cool, in Geneva.
Yeah, that's sick.
And I'm flying into Paris.
Ooh!
And taking a train from Paris to Tawar. And so I'll just be, like, walking around Paris
oh
by
my
myself.
Gosh.
I can, like, live out all my little...
Main character moment for real!
I'm just gonna be by myself in a European city. Oh, it's crazy.
I am so jealous. Especially Paris, like, oh my
it's
god.
It's like I'm scared.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be so exciting!
Wait. I'm just, sorry, unrelated.
Yeah.
Is it, can we, What time is the clean hours from? Because is it even clean hours yet? You know, it's like after a certain time.
I didn't even know that existed.
Well, we can figure
it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure that's somewhere in here.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, we're talking about Top War.
Yeah.
That's it, really. I'm excited.
That's so exciting.
So I just want to, like, spend every day.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great.
Oh, my God. That's literally crazy.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And then I got into 2 support staff. So I'll be coming back. We haven't spoken.
I know we have. I haven't seen you in so long. I know.
This is a perfect
opportunity. Oh my gosh! Wait, that is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh my God, did you also apply for Focus?
I did.
Okay.
Did you get into Focus?
Did they come out?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, I was like, okay.
But like, I never like. I don't know if I was supposed to like email them and be like, I committed to 2.
Oh.
But apparently I thought everyone interviewed.
No.
But not everyone.
Some people didn't, no.
Because I was talking to someone, they were like, I got rejected, and I was like, decisions came out.
I know.
And they were like, a long time ago. And I was like, I was like, did you interview? They were like, no. Then I didn't realize
it. Yeah. But I know a lot of people did get interviews, but I do also know some people who didn't, so.
Yeah.
Because
for 2, everyone had an interview.
So okay.
Really
that's so focused. Exciting! Oh my gosh!
I hope you get focused.
Me too. I really hope so.
Did everyone apply? Who applied?
Everybody from Mueller, Vanessa, Ananya, Colette, and most people though. That's they applied.
I would have been really happy doing focus.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like 2 is gonna be like sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
And I've never. Had that experience.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks. I'm gonna be all by myself in my suite. If we get our suite though.
Oh my god.
I'll just be there. By Slay. Myself.
Wait, that's exciting. You get to make it your own before everybody else.
Get my own.
Yeah. Are you getting a single, double?
Me and Dana are gonna be in a double.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's getting the singles?
Sophia.
Uh huh.
And this girl, Eliza, who I actually haven't met yet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Housing is so stressful.
So sad.
I'm frustrated that we don't, like, do the rest of the process until after spring break.
Yeah, I know.
Waiting until then is just crazy.
Because also, just, like, I want to know when I want to know. Like, my sixth person. R.I.P. Gosh. 1,065 and not getting a 6th person, I feel like it's crazy. Because it's like, then who is getting housing?
I know.
Brutal. It's brutal out here.
It's frightening.
Yeah. For listeners who don't know, my friends and I wanted to get a 6th person suite. We had the number 1,065 out of 3,000, and we didn't get it. So devastated. Can you hear us? Hello? Imagine the whole time we've been talking. Okay. Imagine the whole time we've been talking. You just can't, like.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I just can't listen to myself. That's
fair. That's fair.
We're already halfway through. This is crazy.
That's crazy.
Time flies.
I know. 6 a.m. Hell yeah.
How am I going to kill the time between 7 and 8? That's my question.
That's a good question. When does Kindleton open?
At 8. Except, I got there early on Monday. Uh-huh. Class at 9
uh-huh.
in the SEC.
Yeah.
And they like started serving people early. Like once they were ready, they were
okay.
So that's why the line is already there.
Right? Oh.
So you gotta get there at like 7:45.
Yeah.
And I'll be there.
I will join you actually, because I know. What time does Duick open?
7.
Okay. I might go there then actually.
What time's your first class?
9:30.
Okay.
At recitation. So
what?
Recitation like up. So I guess it makes more sense if I just... Anyways, I'll figure that out on my own time. But
okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, should we play? Have a little music break?
Sure. What song do we have?
Next up, we have Between the Bars by Elliot Smith.
Classic.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to us talk for the past 20 or so minutes. This is Between the Bars by Elliot Smith. Okay, let's...
drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say and I'll make you okay. And drive them away, the images stuck in your head. People, you've been before that you don't.
So tethered to you. Wishing lead down the wintry port. Oh, I can gather all the news I need down the wintry port. Hey, I've got nothing to do today.
We take a pause in that lovely song, a classic, for a quick PSA. If a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms. Develop an escape plan and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org. That's redcross.org to learn more. Thanks.
You actually want to hear a funny story? Yeah. Sorry to interrupt the music again. By the way, this is The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel. So over the summer, my friends and I were in Sag Harbor, and we were staying in an Airbnb. And one morning, like, pretty early in the morning, like, it was, like, 7 a.m., the smoke alarm starts going off. Or, like, one of them. No. What was it? It wasn't going off. It was, like, just beeping. I think it was probably the battery. But it was so loud. It was right outside all of the rooms. So it was like, we were like jarred awake. Like, it was crazy. It was beeping. I'm pretty sure it was the battery. So it actually is not as funny anymore. But like, not that your smoke alarm going off is funny. But like, so like every like minute or so, or like every like 2 minutes, it would just beep. And we couldn't figure out, we didn't know what to do. So we were texting the Airbnb guy. We were like, please help us. Like, I don't know. We don't know what to do. Like, it will not stop. Like, there's nothing going on. Like, we click the battery button. We click, like, the off button. Like, it literally won't stop. So what did we do? We took it off.
Did you put it back before you...
We, like, emailed the guy. He, like, shipped a whole new, like, what is it called? Smoke detector to us. And we were like, well, we don't really know what to do. We don't really know what to do with this.
So how long were you in the Airbnb for?
A few days. Like, it stopped after a while. I think, well, it stopped when we took it off. But, like, that's why I was... Now that I think about it, though, I'm a little bit confused what actually went down. Because it did stop eventually. But I remember we took it off. And, like, we kept it downstairs. Which was probably a bad idea. But there were smoke detectors in the rooms. So it was
yeah,
a little bit better.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wait, I thought of something to say.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm completely unrelated.
That's fine. That's fine. Happened, this is why this is our show, and we can talk about anything we want.
Exactly. Also, this is a great song, and I'm interrupting.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's fine. I started watching a show called Party Down last night, which I think started in, like, it ended in 2010,
uh-huh,
and then they started, like, filming again, uh-huh, like, last year. It's, uh-huh, like, Adam Scott is the star of
it. Oh.
Like,
I don't think
it's,
I've
like,
heard of it.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
It started like 2008,
uh-huh,
or, like, it didn't run for that long,
uh-huh,
but it's a great show.
Yeah.
It's a little, it didn't age super well.
Okay.
There's some insensitive,
okay,
jokes and remarks that I feel like would not be put into,
yep,
a show now.
Yep.
But when you look past those, which obviously shouldn't look past,
yep,
those, but yeah.
Yep, yep.
It's a good show. I highly recommend. But
okay,
so it's like their catering company.
Uh-huh.
And so each episode's, like, a different event that they're catering.
Wait, that's so cute.
Yeah. So, it also has the actress who plays Janice in Mean Girls.
Oh.
And then she's in, like, Now You See Me. I always forget her name.
I don't know.
But the last episode that I watched,
uh-huh,
I think it was, like, the third episode of the first, uh-huh, season, they're at, like, a big, like, country club event. Like, it's,
yeah,
like, really rich people.
Fancy.
Fancy.
Yeah.
And then, like, one of the guys goes up to the son of one of these, like, rich,
uh-huh,
country club members, and they're talking, and he's, like, they're talking about the speaker system, and they're, like, and he was, like, yeah, my dad said he would get me this speaker system, he'd buy me this,
uh-huh,
if I made a Dean's List at Tufts.
Uh-huh.
And it was just...
Tufts?
And I was, like, and then I paused it, and I told my roommate, and she was, like, not the best... like, contacts are tough to mention, which is true, but, like, also, it's just accurate, so...
You never hear about Tufts.
I know.
Literally, It's so exciting.
It was
exciting.
Like that, and then there was like a, it was in like Family Guy.
Yeah.
Or something. There was a Tux reference. It was like, like environmental consciousness.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So
wealthy and environmentally conscious. Mm,
yes. Hell yeah. Live Love Tufts though, like
the sun is rising.
On the west though. We're west. I mean in the east though.
Yeah.
We're facing the west.
So sad.
But it's getting lighter outside.
Yeah. Okay. Should we play music?
Yes, let's go back to the song.
Okay. Enjoy.
This is again Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel.
Supposed to be my glory days. Late nights that I can't even feel my face. Hate going out, but you said it was just a phase. I'm not sure that'll ever change. Will it ever change? Rebel and tequila keep me upright at night. Knew I should have kept my ass inside. My friends wouldn't let me. They know I. Most of the time I feel too much, so I try not to feel at all. Staring at the ceiling, I. Staring at the writing on the wall. Is this some type of, is this some type of pill I could take that would make it all go away? Doctor, would you give me something? Would you, would you? Doc, I'm only 20 something. Would you, would you? Way too young to feel the storm, yeah. Would you, would you? And my eyes, I think they already go. I don't see things too clearly. Think I could use a little perspective from you. I do. Cause my mind's always racing, and I've been trying to slow the pace with Red Bull and tequila. Keep me up right through the day. Knew I should've kept my ass inside, but I gotta work this 9 to 5. Once a time I feel too much, so I try not to feel at all. Staring at the ceiling, I staring at the writing on the wall. Is this some type of, is this some type of pill I could take? Make it all go away. Doctor, would you give me something? Would you, would you? Like I'm only 20 something. Would you, would you? I'm way too young to feel this now. Would you, would you?
Pressure on yourself, but I don't think it's too much that you can't handle. It's just a matter of focusing on what you gotta do, and sometimes, you know, you just have to just relax and go with the flow. Things always have a way of working out, man. Just focus on what you gotta do, and you know what I always say, to get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. You have to take time to tomorrow's not promised to anybody.
I need to.
we've had a great time hanging out with you on air. We look forward to doing this again in the future. Just keep in mind, this is Perfect Hair with Perfect Pair with Jess and Emma, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You're not on every whisper.
That was just Oh Lately It's So Quiet by OK Go. And before we leave, we're still here for a few more minutes, but before we leave, we just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. Perfect Pair! Yeah! Woohoo! First show? Like, hello? That's so exciting. But yeah, this has been a lot of fun, and yeah, the time really went by.
Look forward to doing it again.
I know! See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
2 weeks. You perfectly skip over break. I hope if you have a break, you have a wonderful break. To anybody, any tough students out there, I hope you have a wonderful break. Yeah, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Perfect Pair signing off.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, guys. Bye.
Conversation is so boring. Heard about what? I hate her. I don't agree. I did it first. I give a f. I just want f- eat, sleep, love, happy. Can you make me happy? Can you keep me happy? Can you distract me from all the disaster? Can you touch on me and knock on me after? Can you hate on me and mask it with laughter? Can you lead me to the act? What's the password? I need you. Everybody wanna be beautiful.
yours for free.